Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Drizzled on waffles, swirled into oatmeal, poured over pancakes, maple syrup is a sweet amber addition to breakfast. Not bad dribbled onto ice cream either. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that total maple syrup production last year topped off at 4.25 million gallons, with most maple syrup produced in Vermont, followed by New York. Maryland is not known for maple syrup production, but it is possible here. Making maple syrup is not easy. It takes more than 40 gallons of sap to produce 1 gallon of syrup. But the payoff is sweet. The average retail price for one pint is more than $9. Jessica Janetta is community supervisor at the Oregon Ridge Nature Center in Cockeysville. The center will be hosting maple syrup demonstrations for the next 2 weekends. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Describe Oregon Ridge Nature Center.
Oregon Ridge Nature Center is located at Oregon Ridge Park. We are the oldest county-owned and operated nature center. We opened in 1983.
The oldest in Baltimore County? Or
not in Baltimore County, operated by the Baltimore County government. We're the largest county park, so we're about 1,043 acres of park. We have hiking trails, animals on exhibit, public programs. We offer school field trips to children throughout the year. And right now we're getting ready to kick off our big maple sugaring demonstration season.
And let me ask you about that. How do you know when it is time to make maple syrup? How do you know when it's time to start?
Great question. It's all based on the weather. In Maryland, we have a small window of it could start in late January and run into mid-March. And the temperature you want it to be times of freezing and thawing. So daytime temperatures above 40 degrees, ideally, and nighttime temperatures below freezing. And that change in temperature creates a change in pressure in the tree as the tree starts to wake up and start to think about spring. It causes the sap to rise from its roots and the sap essentially to flow.
So the sap is rising up at this time from the roots of the tree.
Yes, it's in storage in the roots of the tree during the winter during its dormancy.
And what is sap?
Sap is essentially the food for the tree. So plants are really cool. They create their own food. So sap is a byproduct of photosynthesis. It's essentially just water and sugar.
What types of maple trees are there at Oregon Ridge Nature Center?
So the ideal tree is the sugar maple. That's what you get in commercial operations in the Northeast. Here in central Maryland, we really aren't part of its range. So it grows fine here when it's planted, but you don't find sugar maples growing in the forest ecosystem. So when you go out to western Maryland, then you start to find it growing sort of as part of the forest. We have some sugar maples planted on our property that the first director planted about 30 years ago that we actually tap now. But we also have red maples that we tap, box elders, which is also called ash leaf maple, which is a type of maple.
Ash leaf.
Mm-hmm. And we also tap a lot of black walnuts.
Black walnut tree is not a kind of maple, or is it?
It's not. No. But it does. The sap run is timed about the same time of year, and we have a lot of it. It's not done commercially. You won't find black walnut syrup, you know, on the grocery store, but you can make syrup from it.
And the black walnuts, the ash leaf maple, those are native to Maryland?
Yes.
How do you identify the trees when there aren't any leaves on them?
You know, you have to use other clues. So looking at the bark and the texture and sort of pattern of the bark and the branching pattern of the tree. So trees actually, if you look at their branches, you can actually tell the type of tree it is based on whether its branches are opposite from one another, alternate. And so maples are one of the few in Maryland that are what we call opposite branching trees. And then you can go in a little bit more detail and look at the buds, which will be the baby leaves of the tree. And buds can be sort of unique to different types of trees.
And how do you get the sap out?
Well, we have to drill a hole into the tree, and we do it in a manner that is not to harm the tree. So we drill about 2-2.5 inches into the tree, and just beyond the bark layer where the living tissue of the tree is. And we insert what we call a spout or a spile, which is just a little slide almost for the sap to run down, and we hang
kind of like a straw?
A little bit, yeah, hollowed out, and it sort of slides down that spout. I think about like a faucet but what you would have coming out of your kitchen sink, it almost looks similar to that.
That's Jessica Janetta, community supervisor at the Oregon Ridge Nature Center in Cockeysville, Maryland. We're talking about the center's maple sugaring program that begins this weekend. So you put this spout in, and because of the temperature changes night to day, the sap starts running, and how do you catch it?
Yep. So once we, tap the tree, then we put the spile in, and then we hang a bucket on that spile. The sap drips out, and so every day we go out and collect the sap. It's a really simple process. It just takes a lot of work, and it's boiling the water off of that sap. So we're going from something that's essentially 98% water, and we want to get it down to about 67% sugar and 33% water. So we're boiling off about two-thirds of that water to get to that sweet syrup deliciousness.
That sweet syrup deliciousness. So how much syrup do you make? How much sap do you collect?
On average, each tree produces about 5 to 15 gallons of sap. And that's going to give you about 1 quart of syrup. Now, it all depends on environmental factors and weather, and all these different things play a role. But that's sort of the average. At Oregon Ridge, we really just make it for demonstration purposes. So we just get a few quarts or so for tastings the next year.
And how do you do that boiling off? How do you get the water out of the sap?
Well, we have a couple of evaporators, which is what you see in commercial operations. We have a backyard evaporator that, you know, you could purchase, which is basically a retrofitted 55-gallon drum. But, you know, a pot over a fire or on your stove works just as well.
So you're basically just some kind of big tub or kettle in which you can boil the sap until it's tiny remnant of what it used to be in volume.
So, yep, you boil and boil and boil, and you're looking for 219 degrees Fahrenheit when you start to get to that syrup consistency.
Yeah, I would think, I mean, how do you know, okay, this is the time to take it off the heat, because it could get gummy pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, it happens pretty quickly. So you really have to monitor it. So you're constantly checking the thickness of it. So you could use some technical tools like hydrometers and refractometers. But, you know, Native Americans have been doing, you know, did this, you know, a long, long time ago. And they would just use a vine tied in a loop and dip it in. And if they could blow a bubble with that vine loop, then they knew it was done. So we have thermometers and devices that we can test different, you know, quantities and things like that, but it's pretty simple as long as you watch it.
What kinds of syrup do you make?
Well, at Oregon Ridge, we make sort of a maple variety, so we mix our sugar maples, our red maples, and our ash leaf maples, and then we also make a separate black walnut syrup.
How would you describe the difference in how they taste?
I get a lot of feedback from people about the black walnut syrup that it's a richer flavor, has a little bit more depth to it. A lot of times we cook that one over the fire, so it has more of a smoky flavor to it. But people seem to really enjoy it.
Tell me more about how Native Americans made candy out of it.
So Jack Wax is a Native American tradition. We also call it sugar on the snow. So Jack Wax is basically you cook your syrup past syrup stage up to 230 degrees Fahrenheit or softball candy stage for candy makers. And you take that boiling hot syrup and you drizzle it on a sheet of ice, or, you know, if you have snow, historically, you know, Native Americans would drizzle it right on the snow for the children. So when it hits that cold surface, that hot syrup sort of seizes up and becomes this chewy taffy that people love.
And that's part of what you'll demonstrate this weekend also?
Yep. We'll be doing those demonstrations as well.
And all of this leads up to a pancake breakfast.
Yep, that's sort of our end of maple sugaring season. We celebrate with a fundraiser, our nonprofit group, the Oregon Ridge Nature Center Council, who supports the Nature Center and the things that we do, does this as a fundraiser. You know, we use authentic sugar maple syrup that we purchase from a regional maple sugar farmer. And, the volunteers are out and they make pancakes and sausage, and it's a yummy, enjoyable time.
So the pancake breakfast on March 3rd and 4th isn't your pancake syrup. It's syrup you buy.
Yeah, we don't have a commercial permit and we don't produce that quantity. We really just do it for tasting and demonstration purposes.
What other types of programs do you have coming up in the spring?
Well, we're just getting ready to launch our spring calendar, so we'll have lots of programs related to reptiles and amphibians and St. Patrick's Day, and we'll have our Music in the Woods Festival this spring, the first weekend in June. We're a public building, so we're open to the public for just to come and visit and see the animals and hike the trails. So,
what kind of animals?
Fish, snakes, turtles, amphibians, a possum, a rabbit, chickens, duck, an owl, hawk. So lots of different animals.
Lots to see. I appreciate your telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Janetta is community supervisor at the Oregon Ridge Nature Center in Cockeysville. You can see maple syrup being made this weekend and next. And the following weekend, March 3rd and 4th, the annual pancake breakfast will take place at Oregon Ridge Lodge in the park. We'll link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break now. On the Record, I'm Sheila Cast. After the break, a Stoop story.
First, you get the buckets ready, clean the pans, and gather firewood late in the winter. It's maple syrup time. You need warm and sunny days, but still a cold and freezing nighttime. For just a few weeks, maple syrup time. We boil and boil and boil and boil it all day long, till 97% of water evaporates, just like this song. And when what is left is syrupy, don't leave it too long. Keep up the fire in maple syrup time.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.